All right, Sports Daily continues. Shane and Bruce with you here on KFH. Twitter question time now. Brought to you every weekday by Syndio HRO, Wichita's human resource experts. At KFH Radio is the Twitter handle that retweets it. There are two of them today. One is for a particular set of people, because not everybody does it, and that is fantasy football. One of them has to do with fantasy football. And one of them has to do with Friday's golf match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson in Las Vegas. So, vote and retweet on both if you would like, please. Thank you. First one, what's the most fun day slash satisfying day in your fantasy football season? Draft day, clinching a playoff spot, a blockbuster trade, or finding that waiver wire gem? 54% say it doesn't get any better than draft day.
Right.
And I would say that clinching a playoff spot is probably the most satisfying for me when I'm playing fantasy sports or fantasy football. Uh-huh. But it's almost like just the grind and trying to win each week and trying to find some competitive something in your life is probably more than actually winning a couple bucks if you finally win.
Hmm.
You know, just the competitive wanting to be right, wanting to be smart, wanting to beat whoever you're playing is more satisfying at the very end than actually, and it's, you know, winning money's nice if you're playing in a money league, but and all draft day, you know, looking at
draft day's fun.
Looking at how we looking?
I'm not
here?
A fantasy guy. It's not my deal, but that's the times that I've done it. The draft has always been the most fun. You get to flip crap to guys.
Yeah,
and
the bigger deal you
time,
make of draft day, the better off you're all going to be. If you have a party, I mean, a group of guys that I play with, we went golfing as part of draft day. So, yeah, blow it out. 54% say draft day is the most satisfying or fun day when it comes to fantasy football. The other one is, who wins Friday, Tiger or Phil? 74% think Tiger's going to win.
Yeah, that would be my guess. I hear there's a $250,000 side bet on whether or not Phil birdies the opening hole.
Yeah, they had
something like
they
that.
They had
anyway.
The equivalent of a weigh-in the other day. Basically, they were both sitting there at the podium answering questions, and back when they announced that their $9 million showdown would go down, they said they'd also be making side bets throughout the match and that the money would be donated to charity. Well,
which is awesome.
Good for them. They made their first one at the press conference yesterday. Phil guaranteed that he'd birdie the first hole and offered to bet $100,000. Tiger responded by saying double it. So now $200,000 will be on the line when they tee it up on the first hole. It's a par 4, 415 yards. By all accounts, this golf course in Vegas isn't exactly tricked up. So I don't know that Phil's known for his imagination. We'll see how tough the course is actually for him and if he has to pull off any trick shots or whatever. But again, a reminder that the $9 million purse isn't coming out of either one of their pockets, and someone asked if it would be better if it was. And Mickelson said that they would be wagering 6 to 7 figures worth of side action. So they actually are putting a lot of their own money out there. It is available on pay-per-view for $19.99. Before anybody asks, I don't plan on watching it.
Me neither. Nope. But it's setting up to be the way it exactly should be. Lots of side bets. There'll be a lot of barking at one another. The chatter during the match will be probably pretty entertaining. And the fact that so much of this is going to charity is just a win all the way around. Good for these guys. Good for them that they're doing it.
Word is on the pregame show that the likes of Charles Barkley, Samuel L. Jackson, and Pat Perez will be on a panel That might be worth it to begin with.
Yeah.
To listen to those guys talk about the other two guys for $20. That might be okay. Now, how much?
Yeah, you're right.
How much they actually talk to each other and at each other, talking about Phil and Tiger, during the match, I think will probably be more fascinating than actually who wins.
No question. No question.
It's match play. So if somebody boat races the other guy, you would think they'll be playing out the string just on side bets. And maybe that's another part of this to consider. Like if somebody wins 6 and 5, then you got 5 holes worth of just side action because the match is already over.
And the guy who got their ass kicked probably upping the ante because he wants to get some of his honor back.
Mm-hmm.
it's got the potential for something pretty interesting. I will say that. So,
and I guess after it's all said and done, the question will be, will this be a regular occurrence? Not necessarily with Tiger or Phil, but with...
How's the pay-per-view been going?
I don't really know, honestly.
I don't know either.
I think they set it just right at $20. They're not going to... If you want to watch it, it's not going to break you, and you didn't price anybody out of this thing, you know. And I think you could even... You definitely could get away with paying for it and not necessarily watching all of it and not feel like you got ripped off. Unless, you know, they don't talk very much or they don't have many side bets or one of them kicks the other one's butt, you know, then you could feel like you got shorted a little bit. But it's only $20. So I think they did that part right. So it's Friday at 2 in the afternoon Central Time, which... That's about as good as they could do. I mean, I don't think
you don't want to get into the weekend where you're battling headline college football and the NFL on Sunday.
Sure.
So I guess Friday really is your only alternative.
Those that
there's a hell of a lot of college hoops and college football on Friday.
Yeah. Those that weighed in on this question on Twitter largely don't care. And not many people did, but Bill said, I don't know, and I ain't buying. The question is, who wins on Friday? Bill said, I don't know, and I ain't buying. Wes said, where's the I don't care option? Chris said, the people that don't spend money to watch it, obviously. And John said, the year 2002. So, that's
funny.
A small sample size, but by their apathy, to answer your question on how the sales are going... Maybe not all that great. I guess one thing we'll have to revisit on Monday. How did the Tiger and Phil pay-per-view go? And I guess that may answer some questions of will they continue to try to do this sort of thing. So we'll find out.
Well, there are others out there that you could do this with.
Yeah, there are.
Although it's the time-honored rivalry between Tiger and Phil that makes it somewhat interesting. Man, I don't know. Does Jordan Spieth and Rory McIlroy, even though it's probably great golf, rise to that level? We'll talk about more. Hour number 2 straight ahead. Stay with us.